Thank you with this. Okay, guys, we're in the beginning.
Accepted with the.
Are we starting chapter 8 now?
We're starting chapter 8. Perek Shmini Halacha Aleph.
How do you know I'm not listening to the tapes?
I shouldn't have been. I shouldn't have been suspicious. You're right. I should have assumed the best. Mi Shahayu. Okay, the basic principle we've been mentioning is the first two steps of the Paraduma water process is you gather the water, then you take the water, stick it in a kli, and then you put the ash on top of the water, and that's called kiddush, right? So the first part of the drawing the water is milui, then you have kiddush. And we said until the kiddush is done, whoever's the guy who's responsible for the job getting done, so he can't be involved in any other malacha at that time, nor can he have any hesach adas. He also can't have any mental distractions from what his job is supposed to be. And if he does either of those, it ruins the water. And he has to dump it and start again, and dry it out and start again, right? Okay, so what we're seeing here is we're moving up to the kiddush process. We're moving closer to the kiddush process.
Dry out the ashes and start again?
Well, it depends on what part. I mean, there may not even be any ashes. Now, the ashes don't get ruined if you don't put them in the water. If you mix those ashes with the bad water, then that whole...
Yeah,
it's a bad potion.
That's a real waste.
That's a bad potion, yeah. Well, hopefully you didn't put all the ashes in that water. Save a little bit for next time, yeah. That would be a real waste.
There's a lot more water than there are ashes, right?
Misha Hayu, let's go. Misha Hayu Mei Maval Ksefo. Now, the guy is transporting the water to the place he wants to do the kiddush, right? We've been having similar cases like this. And he's got the water up on his shoulder. Now, the Omad, he stops walking. And what he does is something with the first list, the first grouping in this halacha is things that are not actions. These are not malachos. So therefore, the only way he would ruin the water by doing one of these things is if he stops walking and does it. Because then it's a mental distraction. If he keeps walking and he does one of these things, it will not be a problem. Because it's not a malacha. These things are not malacha. These are just distractions. So what are the examples? So if he stopped the hoira hoira and he paskin the shayla, right? If he stops the paskin the shayla, that's hesach adas. L'acherim, for others.
But, hang on. If he keeps walking and he does that, it's still his mind is focusing on the shayla.
It's true. It's true. It's similar to the thing we had in the previous day about paying back the rope. Returning the rope that you used to draw the water with. So he said, if you don't have to stop and you can just drop it right on your root, but if you have to go out of your way at all, that's a problem.
But this is more of a mental thing. He's definitely...
distracting his brain.
Yeah.
It's true. But I think your body's actions override whatever's happening in your brain. If your body's demonstrating that I'm in the process of transporting this water,
and
so what's going...
Way, what did you want to know? Yeah, okay.
So if right. If I'm still walking, I can just pass a shayla on the way because my body is overriding whatever thought process might dictate my status, right? But if I stop, so now all I have is my mindset, and that is for sure, like you're saying, a hesach adas. So the first thing is hayra hayra. Usually a hayra is like yoradeya, yora yora. That's what the Lashon Hayra is. It's like a iser veheter shayla. So you ask somebody a shayla, is this mutter, is this aser? Right? Just giving different examples. Osha dan din. Or he gave a judgment, which meant he's ruling on, like, let's say, a monetary case. Right? Like dine maminis. Oisha chaltza befanav. Or he wanted to serve as a witness for chalitza. Right, chalitza is right when there's a yibum and they have to take off the shoe and spin the shoe. So he's like, okay, I'm on my way, but if you do it quick while I pass by, as I keep walking here, I can keep an eye. But if he stopped and did any of these things, this is hesach adas, so he stopped and did the chalitza, that ruins it. Oh, meyana, or he was a witness for miun. You guys know what this one is? This is if there's a girl who's underage, whose father dies, and the family realizes they're not going to be able to support her. Right? They don't have enough resources to support her. So what they do is they marry her off young, and they hope they find a good candidate. However, if she decides at any point, actually not at any point, before she gets too old, right? If she gets too old, it's as if she's accepting the process. But while she's still a minor, at any point, she can renege.
Refuse.
Right? She can refuse, exactly. That's really the word. Miun is a refusal, right? So she can do this procedure of refusal, which has to be stipulated in front of Aidim, witnesses. So if this guy who's carrying the water wants to serve as an aid for Miun, same thing. If he stops, it would ruin the water. But if he keeps going, it'll be fine. Oy shehera la'cherim esaderech. Or he wanted to give directions to somebody. He stopped to give directions, right? If he stops to give directions, that's a problem. But if he just continues on his way while he's giving directions, then that's fine. Because again, none of these things, we finished the list now, none of these things are malachos. They're all just distractions. And therefore, as long as you don't stop, the distraction doesn't override what you're actually doing. Now, we're continuing with more examples here of things that are going to be ruining the water, but these ones are malacha, right? The continuation of the list is malacha. So here, it's not going to make a difference if you stop or not. If it's malacha, and you're doing malacha while you're moving, it's still going to ruin the water, right? It was only when it was hesach hadas, it was a distraction issue, that if you keep moving, you're fine. But here, if it's malacha, it's not going to help you to keep moving, right? Oy shaharages hanachash, as nachash, or he killed a snake. Now, we're not talking about a snake that is about to pounce on him, right? Because, right, we'll see that in a second. But what we're talking about here is the Mishnah in Bava Kamma really just says that everybody has the right, if not obligation, a little bit of machlekes there in the Mishnah, to kill dangerous animals when they see them because their existence is putting other people in jeopardy, right? So if you see a snake, you may have a either right or obligation to take the snake out, right? So maybe that's what he was doing here. It's like, oh, that Mishnah in Bava Kamma, I should go deal with the snake. Hopefully no one will get hurt with it. If he does that, he ruins the water because he's doing another malacha. It might be a nice idea to get rid of the snake, but he's ruining the water because he's engaging in another malacha, even if he kills the snake while he's moving in the right direction, right? He kills him in transit. Oy akrav, or a scorpion, right? So whether he's killing a snake or a scorpion to prevent them from future... Pardon me?
Is it in the base of Mikdash?
No. Okay. No, the whole part of doom is outside, right? The whole thing's outside.
Okay.
Right?
So but he's
right. Yeah, killing a snake or a scorpion, right? That's dangerous, right? So that he would have a right to do, right? And usually you're not supposed to kill animals for no reason, but dangerous animals you have a right, if not an obligation, to kill, right? And that's a malacha. So if he does that even while he's walking, he's in trouble. Oy natal acholim min hashuk latzniyam, or he purchased some food from the shuk for a later date. He's like, got a good deal. As he was walking to the shuk, there was a big sale, and he said, I can even not buy the schnitzel for this cheap, right? So he had to invest, but it was for the future, it wasn't for now. All of these cases...
But even if you buy it for now...
No, we're going to talk about that in a second. Hold off on the now. All of these cases that we've mentioned so far, you agree, harei hamayim psulim. The water is going to be ruined in all these. The malacha cases, even if he's moving. The hesach hadas cases, only when he stops. Shaharei, because behold, nis'asek b'davar acher, you were busy with doing something else. Kodem shiten ha'efer alamayim, before you put the ashes on the water, which finishes this restriction on malacha and distractions. Oval, we're going to see the other end of the coin. However, im natal ha'ochlim la'ochlam, if you took the food to eat it, I stopped in the shuk to buy food for right now. Why? Because you're hungry. I need energy for my trip. Right, that's what they say. You need. It's for right now, right? If I'm planning on eating it now, it must be that I'm hungry now. Right? I stopped to buy food for right now, right? Right. So it must be I was hungry. The ochlam kshumahalach, and he ate it while he was walking. Again, if he stops to eat... So what's going to be the problem? So here there's actually a big kash I saw. If he's eating for the sake of the journey, so even if I stop, it should be okay.
But don't we have some kind of halacha that is like a dog if you eat when you're walking?
That is an interesting point, but which is better to be, a dog or ruin your bar? Sometimes you have to be a dog, I guess.
But
maybe he's not telling you have to do this. He's not telling you should really do this, but he's saying if you did it, it doesn't ruin the water.
Yeah,
right? Right. So if you eat it while you're... But the question is, why does he have to keep walking? If it's for a need of what he's doing, then he should be able to even stop. Why does he have to...
He has to stop to buy it, but that's not a problem.
No, because that's for the
need. He has to eat it on the way.
Yeah, so why?
You might get caught up in the enjoyment of eating the food and sitting there, putting your feet up and resting.
So you might get distracted and stay for longer. So if he does, he'll ruin the water. I have to make a gzera. I hear. Maybe that's what it is.
There's a difference between sitting down on the table and eating. So that's more relaxing. So you really are interrupting. But if you're walking, you're in your rush, or like today, we drive, eat in a car, you're doing what you're doing.
Right.
You have to be eating while you're going.
Right. I hear. It makes sense. I tried to look for an answer to this. I didn't find anything. But just a note to consider that he does say that you're only allowed to do this eating without ruining the water if you're moving. I don't really get why that would be. It seems to me even if you stay still, it should be fine. Eating is not a malacha. Again, eating is not a... Even if it was, I'm doing it for the tzorech.
No, but sitting down...
Or eating is a malacha. But I'm doing it for the tzorech. Okay. Oh, alternatively... I made the point. I don't know. Or he killed the snake or scorpion. Hama'akvenoso, that are blocking the root. Right? I gotta take out this... anything that's blocking... Right? He's definitely not a side job. This is necessary, right?
Part of the process.
So if I'm doing any of these malachos for the sake of the trip, so that's also for the sake of the water, too. And anything for the sake of the water doesn't ruin the water. Hare hamayim ksheirim. Now the water still remains kosher in this case. Shezem mitzorach halachas hamayim. Because this is a essential step in transporting the water, is making sure you have a route. Zaklal. This is the principle that helps us to sum up this first point of this halacha, which is kol davar shehu mishum malacha. Anything that's because of a malacha, she'asa kodem matan efer, and you did it before you put the ash in, before you did the kiddush. Bein amad bein lo amad pasal. If it's a malacha issue, right, malacha, an action issue, it doesn't matter if I stop or not, right? That was like stopping to buy food for later. It doesn't matter if I stop or I don't stop. Even if I'm in transit and I pick up food, a relay race from the vendor, right? It's still going to ruin it because it's malacha. It doesn't matter if I stop or not. V'davar she'eino mishu malacha, but if the issue is not because of malacha, what else is it? It's because of hesach hadas. Im lo amad ksheirim. As long as you don't stop, it's kosher. V'im amad pasal. If you stop, it's pasal. Okay. Hayamahalech, new point. Hayamahalech b'mayim uparts. It's very similar, but a new point. If you're walking, now this is a terrible, there must be some printing mistake here, honestly. It should be b'mayim, but not b'mayim. It says, the literal translation is, if he's walking in the water, uparats, and he had to knock down some obstacle that's in his path in order to get through, right? We talked about the snake, the scorpion. There's like a brick wall over here, right? We're going to see a bigger chiddush in a second. But the point is that we're not talking about in water. This has nothing to do with being him traveling in water. But it says he was walking in water, which makes no sense. The point is he's walking with the water, right? He's walking with his water that he's transporting.
That's
and
what
now
it
he,
says here in the translation.
He said very good, because that's the pshat. Yeah. But it's literally, it can't be. It's so strange the way that they phrase it here. Is ba-mayim. He's walking ba-mayim in the water. Bamai means in the water. So with water, you can say, we said it differently every other time. But the point is, he's walking with his water, and he smashed down some obstacle that was blocking his path. Bishas hilucho, while he's in the process of walking. Makom she'elachbo, he's trying to create a place where he can walk through, right? He's trying to create a route. Afal pisha parts almanas lidor. Now here's the chiddush.
Even the parts could be a dam. That's how you break a dam. So he's
to
walking
break open, yeah.
A little river or something, and he's.
I could be, but it's, we don't want to limit it to only be water here. I mean, the truth would be even on land too. That's why it just doesn't make sense to say that he's picking a special case. The guy's
fancy,
but it's also like it's nothing to do with water. Like, why do we have to mention the guy's wading through water? Like, what, you know, he doesn't have to do that, right? Like, I guess he could, but. It seems to be a necessary limitation on this din, no matter what.
The word parts is usually...
No, it could be anywhere. Parts gather, you make a hole in a fence, there's easy slushing everywhere. No, there's easy slushing everywhere. Even definitely on dry land. In fact, I'm struggling to think of a specific example where they use it on a boat. You're talking about a dam, I hear. A dam, that's a good example. But I think every other example I can think of is a land.
Walking
with the water. Yeah, walking with the water. Does it says walking with on land, or does it?
No, it says, well, if it was walking,
there you go.
Carrying such water.
I'm with you. I'm. That's how I think the pshat is too. Even though it does not say that here, I'm assuming that's the
pshat.
So he smashed the getter. He smashed the obstacle. Now, Afal pisha parts amanaz lidor. Even though when he smashed it, his intent was, I'm going to have to rebuild this thing. I can't leave this thing destroyed. I'm going to have to re-fence it, ligdor, to re-fence it, or to rebuild this obstacle. Ksherim. His machshava that he had, his thought about what he plans on doing later, is not going to ruin this. Even if he says, I'm knocking it down with an intent of what to do with this thing later, because I want to re-fence it. Maybe it's, even if he says, you know, this was really a bad fence anyways, I'd rather have a better fence. Let's use this one, right? I'll knock this one down because I need to knock it down anyways. No, that's fine, as long as he doesn't stop. He just keeps going after he smashes it, and he doesn't worry about refencing. But even Godar called him Shita Nefer, but if he refenced it before he put the ash in, so obviously Psulim, right? That's going to be Psulim. But the big chiddush here was, even though he smashed it with intent to rebuild, right? That intent to rebuild is not relevant here. That's not called a side malacha. Right now, you needed to get through, and that's why it was a necessary malacha, and that's why it does not ruin the water. V'chein, and similarly, im kotza peros lechol, if he ripped off some fruits on his walk to eat, right, which we said was okay, right, he can rip fruits off the tree to eat. Afal pisha kavanoso lahaktos es hashar, even though he says, oh, I better come back here and get the rest of those, right, that was a good batch, right, I better get the rest of those right after. Ksherin, the water is still kosher despite the fact that he stopped and took fruits, because again, he's taking them to eat right now. But if he ended up ripping off extra fruits that he's not planning on eating now, before he did the kiddush, before he put the ashes into the kli, possible that he ruined everything. Okay, that halacha I think we got. All right, good? Everyone's good? Good.
Because I had, I forgot what it was now.
Oh, you had a question? I'm sorry.
No. It was the one before, but.
Well, with the fence?
Yeah. Why would the guy? That's something. Why wouldn't someone just go and get the ashes first, and then go draw the water, and just put the ashes in the water?
It's a good question. These are all good questions of what's the best practical advice. Yeah. And if I was to instruct somebody, I would say, you know, you should try to minimize anything that you're doing in between A and B. You're right. What we're discussing right now is what is the halacha, right? We need to know the extremes so we understand the best advice to give a person for next time, right? What's going to ruin, and then we can actually give good advice next time.
Yeah.
Halacha base. Haya oichel b'shas halachas amayim. If he was eating while he was transporting the water, the hosier, and there was some extra food left over, I'm full. I can't finish this whole suda here. There's too much fruit I took. I intended to eat it all now, but I couldn't finish. The zarak masha hosier, and he threw away the extra, right? I don't need this stuff, right? It's now garbage. I don't need this extra fruit. So he threw it, letachas ha-te'ena, underneath of a fig tree, I guess maybe as some marker, maybe plans on even. We'll see what he's doing. He threw it under the fig tree. Olasachas hamukta, or he threw it to the place which is usually the place where they dry out fruits. Right, they had some place where they spread out fruits and dried it. So he threw it into the pre-designated, like mukta. Right, mukta is it's designated for a specific function. He can't use it on Shabbos. Right, so there was this place that was mukta. It was designated for drying fruits. Right, that's what this place was mukta for. Right, so. If he threw away his leftover fruits in one of these places, so it depends on what his kavana was when he threw it. If his intent is, I don't want to lose these pears. Those were amazing. I want to keep those for later. And now he did an action. If he just would have kept them in his pocket, no problem. But he's like, I don't want to schlep these all the way back. I'm going to stash them over here under this fig tree, and then I'll come back on my way home. Mm-hmm. Right. So if he does that, it's a problem because he does an action, a malach of throwing them down. Right? And with intent for use later, that has nothing to do with my trip right now, that's going to ruin the water. Again, even niskaven shalo yovdu aperos, if his intent is that the fruits do not get lost, harei hamayim psulin, so the water is ruined, sharei asa malacha, because you did a malacha, you threw peros away for later. However, vim zrakam lefin shein lo tzarech bahem, if I just threw it away because I'm done with everything, okay, it's garbage, whatever, throw away some garbage, harei hamayim shem, throwing away garbage is nothing, right? Throwing away garbage is not called a malacha, and you're still walking, it's not called the hesach hadas. If I'm drawing water to serve as water for the sanctification, we finally get this explicitly. I handed it over to another party to be the guardian over this water, which means I want to absolve my responsibility here so I can do some malacha, and now this guy's going to pick up where I left off, and if he does malacha, it'll ruin it. The also habaylim malacha, and then I, who was the original owner who did the drawing, I did malacha, loy nifsalu hamayim, the mine is not ruined. We already learned this, that a new shomer is now the guy on duty. And the on-duty shomer is the guy who's got to make sure everything is good. Sharei misaram l'shomer. If I do malacha, there's no problem, because I already handed it off to a shomer. Vim asa shomer malacha, but now if the shomer does malacha, psalom, he's going to ruin it. Shaharei heim birshuso, because they're now under his auspices, and right? He is under his jurisdiction. But who nichnas tachas abaylim, and he enters into the picture in place of the original owners.
The water must not get tummy, right? That's what he's guarding?
You have to just make sure nothing gets mixed in. It's not just tummy. You can't have anything mixed into it. We saw a whole bunch of halachos of what could potentially happen here that ruins it. Someone could do malacha, right? That was also a problem, and someone could do malacha.
With the water?
Yeah, if they're holding it. Whoever's responsible could have done the malacha, right? So you have to know. Yeah. Who's the one on duty to make sure the water stays in its pristine state? What if you had two guys that said, let's split the duty? Is there such a thing? Can we say we're both on duty? Me and you were both shared duty in this mine now that we've drawn it. And one of them does the malacha. So this is really the best eitzah you really have. Is always get two guys. That way, as long as one guy is not doing malacha at any given time, then you're fine, right? If one guy needs to stop for a food break or whatever, so you say, fine, give me the water. You can now get off duty, and you can do your malacha. Well, not off duty, but you'll be able to do malacha even though you're on duty, because I'm also on duty, and I can maintain the shmira. I can maintain the guardianship. So as long as the second guy is being a shomer, then the first guy can do whatever he wants. Chazar, now if the first guy says, okay, I'm back, tag me in, right, punch me in the clock, right, I'm back now. Now the other guy who was originally staying and guarding, he stops now and he starts doing malacha. Hamayim k'sherim, it's still kosher, even though both guys at some point during this transport did malacha.
Not
at the same time. At shiasu, it's only going to be a problem kol hashomrim malacha kachas when they do a malacha simultaneously. Right. If they're doing it simultaneously, then it's a problem.
Nobody's watching.
Right, so you maybe get a third shomer in if you really get that. Right, you just make a bigger team of responsibility here. He'll do one more. Hamikadosh be'achas yado. If a person does, now we talked about before that if you're filling up water with one hand and doing a malacha with your other hand, that's a big problem because you're still doing a malacha before you had the kiddush. But now it's a bigger kiddush because we're saying if you do the same thing with the kiddush itself, while I'm doing the kiddush, the second the kiddush is done, I can do malacha. As I'm doing the kiddush, I'm also doing another malacha. So let's see what this is. Simultaneously. Hamikadosh ba'achas yado. I'm doing the kiddush of sprinkling in the ashes with one hand. Va'asa malacha b'shniya. And I'm throwing, I'm hiding some fruit for later with my other hand, right? Im la'atzmo kiddush. If he was doing the kiddush for himself, meaning this was his own thing, he was the one on duty here. Pasal. He ruined it. Now, this is, even though it's simultaneous, and maybe the kiddush is potentially even happening, since they're being done at the same time, we say that's like malacha before the kiddush was complete. That's really the demarcus. No malacha until the kiddush is complete. And since there was malacha before the kiddush was complete here, he ruined the whole thing. So close, but so far. Right? The whole thing is ruined now. And he put the ashes in this time. Shaharei asa malacha, because behold, he has done malacha kodem matan efer b'mayim, before the ashes hit the water. Maybe he released it, and right, the it's too hard to be precise, and therefore we say you ruined it. I think that one of the commentators they said brought the famous expression leinitna toyer lemalachei hasharis. The Torah wasn't given to ministering angels who can have like 10 decimal places in their calculations, right? Who I can calculate to the nearest millionth degree, right? We're to estimate close. So if anything is going to be this close to yes or no, we say no. The im lechaveiro kiddush. But let's say I was doing the kiddush for my friend. My friend charged me to do this. Now, this is the funny case. He told me to do the kiddush, but he didn't switch the duty to me. He's the duty. My friend's water, it's his. Oh, it's his duty, right? He just asked me to do it for him, which means I'm not on duty, he's on duty, and I'm doing the malacha. So he's not, the one who's on duty is not doing the malacha, so this should be fine, as we learned last time, right? Yeah. So, im l'chaveiro kiddush, if I was doing the kiddush for my friend while I was doing malacha at the same time with my other hand, hamayim k'sherin, she'ein zeposel, meimav shel chaver. You can't posel the water of your friend when he's on duty, but malacha she'asa with malacha that you did when you're not on duty. She'ein hamalacha poisels b'kiddush, because malacha does not ruin kiddush, ela b'mayim. Malacha only ruins the water. It doesn't ruin the process of kiddush. The person who's doing the kiddush is not that he can't do malacha. The problem is water can't have malacha done by its guardian before the kiddush is complete. So here, water didn't have any malacha done by its guardian. His guardian was at home or whatever. He was around the corner. I'm just the guy who's appointed to do the kiddush. And I did malacha. So I was the one who was doing the kiddush. That doesn't ruin the kiddush just because I did malacha. Kiddush doesn't care about malacha. The water cares about malacha by its guardian. And its guardian never did any malacha here. So this is kosher. Vehu, as long as, she ha'oseh ha'shomer o ha'baylim, that the one who's doing, the guy who's making this to begin with, was the guardian or the owners. Meaning the guy who's directing you to do this was the original owner or the guy on duty that the original owner appointed. But now I'm neither of those. I'm not on duty. I'm not the original owners. I'm just a guy that's doing this work for him, right? And therefore, if I do malacha at the same time, it's not going to ruin kiddush, because kiddush, again, does not care about malacha. The water cares that its shomer doesn't do malacha, and the shomer didn't do malacha here. We'll stop here.